This is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. Any farmer knows that the work of raising animals or cultivating crops is just part of successful farming. The other part involves a sound business plan and the ability to manage money. As VPR's Steve Zind reports, a first-of-its-kind program is teaching those skills to Vermont's newest crop of farmers.
At 19 years old, Dan Broussard is already well-versed in many skills. He raises beef, sells firewood, and produces maple syrup in the new sugar house he built in East Randolph.
All the lumber here I cut and logged off my parents' land. It was my senior project at the tech center. I sawed it all out.
In the past year, Broussard has gained some business know-how to go along with his hands-on experience. He's a graduate of a new program run by the University of Vermont Center for Sustainable Agriculture. It's called the Youth Agricultural Individual Development Account, or IDA program. While there are agricultural IDAs in other parts of the country, this is the first to focus on young farmers, ages 14 to 21. The program is a year-long classroom and online course that teaches financial literacy and business basics like debt management, pricing, labor costs, and marketing. Broussard says it helped him understand how to make his business financially sustainable.
Before, I was kind of worried about getting a loan through a bank, and then taking that program, they teach you more with business management and saving money, and they've shown quite a bit of information towards going through a bank, building your credit, using your credit to your advantage, and being able to pay stuff off.
The Youth Ag IDA program also gives students like Broussard access to experts and farming mentors. Ali Zaparo developed and runs the program, which graduated its first class of 15 students in mid-August. Zaparo says some, but not all, of the students had a farming background. She says they won't necessarily go on to college, so it's important they learn business basics before they get too far down the path they plan to follow.
The important thing is really to get young folks, you know, really set up and off on the right foot from the very beginning. It's hard to teach an old dog new tricks.
To complete the program, participants write a business plan. The program also offers a two-for-one match for students who save $500. They receive an additional $1,000 to invest in their business. Zaparo says students have purchased breeding stock, bee equipment, and farm vehicles. Broussard used his money to put a roof on the sugar house. Broussard seems sure he wants to continue to sugar, raise beef, and cut firewood, but not everyone his age can be certain of their future plans. Zaparo says that's another purpose of the program, to help young people discover if farming is really what they want to do.
If someone goes through this program and they decide that they never want to farm again, it might sound like a failure, but we see that as a success. That means that down the road they won't be making expensive mistakes.
Zaparo says the Youth Ag IDA is still in the experimental stage. The second class underway now is much smaller, and funding for future classes remains uncertain, but she feels the program fills an important need. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.